Good evening and Merry Christmas, everyone. I welcome you in the name of Christ, each and every one of you. I'm Pastor J.T. Kim, and those who have come to worship on this Christmas Eve service for the first time, I welcome you extra. But those who've been here before, welcome back. And we are so grateful and happy to have you all. And if you are visiting our church for the first time, would you just raise your hand? Okay, let's give our big hands with a welcome. Welcome, welcome. We have Sunday worship at 10 a.m. every single Sunday. So you are always welcome to join us, our worship service. And also we have several Bible studies opportunities as well. So you are always welcome to come and ask me any question. If also, even before service, after the service, after tonight, and I'm here for you. And we are so blessed to have you all. My message tonight, 11 p.m. we have service also. Almost midnight service. Sermon will be a little different, but since 7 p.m. service is more like family-oriented, family-friendly service, and we have a wonderful, amazing children as well. So my sermon is kind of maybe more fun, I guess, or maybe more interesting. So, you will see. So, let me ask you a question. Do you know how Santa laughs? One slide. Okay, yeah. That's right. Ha, 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 ho, 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 he, he, he. Or, you know, the other way around. And do you know why Santa laughs that way? Anybody? Raise your hand. Okay. Well, I'll let you know. Ha, 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 hallelujah. Ho, 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 Hosanna. He, he, he. He saved me, yeah. Who saved Santa? Jesus. Who saved me? Not Santa. Jesus. Who saved you? Jesus, right, right. So Jesus is the reason for Christmas and its season. I have seen amazing lighted Christmas decorations every home nearby, here and there, and everywhere we go, right? But it's amazing to see all the wonderful lighted decorations, tinsels, and lights, and without Jesus, kind of always they worship like a Santa. Interesting, isn't it? That's why we share Merry Christmas on Christmas Day, or Happy Christmas. Jesus is the reason for Christmas. So, it's not just United States we say Merry Christmas, though all those countries speaking English share Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Spanish-speaking people we say Feliz Navidad, right? Yeah. Of course. How about we have some German members too? Anybody, can you say it in German? Thank you. All right. Yes. How about Tagalog? We have a Filipino members. Maligayang Pasko. Yeah. We have a Hindi, Indian members too, right? All right. How about Tongan? Thank you, thank you. All right. How about Korean 성탄을 축하합니다. But in Korea, if you go to Korea in Christmas time, they say Merry Christmas. So we generally share the Christmas greeting by saying Merry Christmas. But did you know the ancient Eastern Christians' churches' Christmas greeting? When I say Christ born, you say glorify him. Christ is born.
Glorify him.
One more time. Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Christmas is all about Jesus Christ. Christmas is all about God's love. God loves you so much that God himself came to you to be with you. Matthew 1:23 says, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him," what? Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is not just with us on Christmas Day. God is always with us always. Emmanuel, God is with us. So, how about we sing Emmanuel together? It has only one verse.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel. God with us, revealed in us, his name is called Emmanuel.
But you don't have to do that. It's a part of my sermon, right? I never heard any clap during my sermon. Oh my goodness. I should do some more singing. During Christmas season, we give thanks to God for the best Christmas gift from God, Jesus. And we need to be reminded of God's love always, especially Christmas time. There are many Christmas reminders of God's love. Look at this, all the Christmas decorations too, right? Yeah. What could be reminders of God's love during Christmas season for us? Here is one of the photos from last Sunday's live nativity. We had a wonderful, amazing turnout this year, despite of cold weather, and thanks to our church wonderful members, I'm so proud of them. And look at this one, star. So think about all these Christmas reminders. What do you have? Star, right? Gift, Advent wreath. We have our Advent wreath, Christmas tree, manger. Speaking of manger, let's sing Away in a Manger, too. All right. We're going to sing a lot of carols tonight. Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the day.
So tonight, on this holy night, I'd like to share with you one of many Christmas reminders of God's love is candy cane. Wow. This is kind of a giant candy cane, but I will give you one mini candy cane for everyone. How about that? I need some help. We have helpers. Yeah, we do. Okay. So everyone will get one of these candy cane that is a reminder of God's love through Jesus. All right, so as we are receiving all these candy canes, and you don't have to eat it now. You can do it after the service when you go home, okay? Yeah. So while you are waiting for your candy cane, or you already received your candy cane, look at the shape. What does it look like? The crook of the shepherd, right? Yeah. And remember from the gospel reading tonight, angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." The shepherds were the first group of people who heard about the good news of great joy. And later in the gospel, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I can die for you. I would die for you because I love you." So, this candy cane, if you hold it upside down, Jesus, J, right? Yeah. And also, joy, or JT, or whatever your name begins with J, right? Yeah. How about colors? White and red. Well, some candy canes have like green, black, red, I mean other colors, rainbow colors, so forth. But traditionally, we have two colors. White symbolizes Jesus' purity. He is sinless, innocent, full of love, compassionate, and merciful. He loves everyone. He embraces everyone. Yet, yes, he also died for you because Jesus loves you so much. So the color red means his sacrificial love. The narrow stripes of white and red represent friendship and the nearness of his love. Wow, that's wonderful. How about taste? How about flavor? You don't have to check it out right now, but a flavor is a peppermint, right? Peppermint. You have tasted this before. Raise your hand if you never tasted candy cane before. Even I'm from Korea. I enjoy the candy cane always at Christmas time. Peppermint symbolizes a precious gift of spice. Minty and sweet, and it shows God's love and amazing. God's love is amazing and sweet. Today, there are many different and new flavors of candy cane. Was it yesterday, 2 days ago, I was watching NBC News. It was interesting, nightly news. They had some group of children, and they were tasting different flavors of candy cane. And they had a pizza flavor. They say, yuck. You know, and also bacon flavor, kale flavor, clam flavor. Wow. And they have green apples and all other pickles and many more. But none of these new flavors can beat the original and traditional flavor of a peppermint. According to some report, peppermint is very good to your health, so you can enjoy it. So, whenever you enjoy a candy cane, giant one size or mini size, remember these meanings of Jesus' love and God's love, because God loves you. It's a reminder, it's a sign, a symbol. And give thanks to God for the good news of great joy. Let's sing Joy to the World. Okay. I think everybody knows this song, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King, and every bird prepare for Him. Every mountain to sing, and every heart to sing, and heaven let your sing. Sorry, I couldn't read. It's so small, but all right. Finally, let me emphasize something important. When you put two candy canes together, what then you have it? You can make a heart that symbolizes God's heart, love. And when we love one another, God is always with us. When we love one another. John 4:12 says, no one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us and His love is perfected in us. Let us all stand and join me in singing hymn 245, the first Christmas. Yeah, it's the first Noel, the first one only. Oops. The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold. Seated. Tonight I'd like to give you away these two giant candy canes to two persons. How you know you are the one? Can you check your bulletin, see if it has on the last page or somewhere there is a shining heart, shining, sparkling heart sticker on it. Okay, come on up over here. Kate, right? Yes, congratulations. Wow, you're going to enjoy the candy cane for a whole year. Anybody else? Okay. And I have to apologize because I dropped this one. It's kind of a broken. But still, this is still wrapped and still edible. You got it? All right. Enjoy. Yeah, you got it. Yeah.